Hello, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
I can.
Finally.
Gosh, I don't know what is going on, Evan. We must be having some major internet issues. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. My reservation code?
Okay, give me one second here. I'm just getting to the proper page.
Let me give you my phone number in case we get disconnected.
Great, thank you for that.
Yep, area code 631-254-3636.
Okay. Okay.
First name is Zachary.
Perfect.
And what's your name, sir?
My name is Kevin.
Kevin, okay.
And my direct line, again, for the same reason, in case we disconnected, is 858-519-5050. 5050.
Okay. All right, so my reservation code number. You
Okay.
ready?
Yep.
2311
Okay.
3101 0033 0847.
4-7. Okay. Java King Coffee.
That's me.
Perfect. And how can I help you? Are you looking into working capital, or are you looking for
Yeah,
equipment
looking
financing?
for the unsecured working capital loan. I just recently, as of February, paid off an unsecured working capital line with national funding.
Okay.
It was for $100,000. That's taken care of and paid for. I then went to Rapid Advance, which is a division of Quicken. Currently, it was for $75,000. My balance is about $65,000 right now.
Okay.
Realized it's not quite enough. Not real happy with Quicken and Rapid. Looking for a little longer term. I don't know if that's for real as far as what you guys have, as far as up to 3 years. 15 to 18 months would really help my cash flow immensely.
Okay. Yeah, with a Rapid, probably, I think the max they'll ever do is like 12, right?
Yeah, tw I think it was 12. Yeah, that just, it just makes it a little t tougher, that they take it out every day, and they don't care. The middle part of the month is really when most of my money comes in. So the first week is tough, the last week is tough, but it doesn't matter, and it just makes it that much tougher.
Understand. Yeah, I mean, we can definitely do that. How much in new cash are you looking for?
Yeah, in new cash. So, if would you take a second, or you'd want to take them out?
Well, I mean, I would prefer, based on, what you're looking to do, to take them out.
Okay.
And to do so, we would need to lend you, if your balance is roughly 60 with them,
65.
or 65, we would have to lend you 65 in new cash to go along with
Yeah, that's just about
The
what I'm looking
65 that
for,
we'd be
about
paying
130.
off. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, you're 50-50, right? Some banks are like 80-20, 70-30. I guess you're 50-50.
Yeah, I mean, we just, we don't like to just pay off, existing debt. We would like to hope that the money is going towards, growth of the business. So that's kind of why
Sure.
we do that. And we do have some terms out to 36 months. Usually it's for much higher dollar amounts, but I'll look into that for you. I don't see a problem with 15, 18, 20
Yeah,
months,
18,
24 months
18,
maybe, but.
18 just makes life, cash flow. I'm in the office coffee service business, and I do a lot of work with state-funded hospitals and nursing homes, and they're late payers. I mean, the money's there, the volume's there, but they sometimes pay 90, 120 days. So the old story: if you want the business, you got to wait for it. But it just creates a cash flow issue.
Sure.
I mean, that's a portion of my business, and it's not all of it, thank God.
Yeah. No, but I guess there's pros and cons, right? They're not going anywhere.
Yeah,
They're
no,
not going out of
they're not going
business,
anywhere.
but
No, and you know they're going to do the high volume, but you got to bear with the situation of sometimes 90 to 120 days. So, like I said, the 18 months as a payback would really, really help out an awful lot. So,
okay.
Where do we go from here, sir?
So, if you give me your email address, I will email you the form that you'll need to fill out. And then on the 6 months...
I think it came in the... Is it the same one that comes in the flyer that you send out?
Yeah, but that one's kind of a pain. I can email you something that either, one, you can type on, or you can print and fill it out, and it's a little bit larger, and then you can just scan and email it back to me.
All right, so...
I guess you'll have to... Okay.
All right, so it's Zachary, Z-A-C-H-A-R-Y, at Java King, so J-A-V-A-K-I-N-G, coffee, coffee.com.
Okay. And then I'll need 6 months of the business bank account statements. And
now,
your most recent
I'm going to be honest with you. There are some NSFs on the bank accounts. I don't know how you folks look upon that.
How many NSFs?
Sometimes six or seven, in a month's time.
Okay.
I don't want to lie to you. You'll see it right away. So.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the honesty. I mean, I don't think that will be a big deal.
They're choking me by having make me, pay by 12 months. If I had a little flexibility to go a little longer. Now, look, I've been in business for 26 years. It's not as if I don't know how to run a coffee business.
Sure.
But going that 12 months was a mistake, and really, really could use that 18 months. And, I know I can handle it. My cash flow can handle it.
Okay. What would you say your deposits are looking like on a monthly basis, average?
I deposit about 140,000 a month.
Okay.
145, somewhere in there.
So we should be fine.
About $1,650,000, $1,700,000 in a year.
Okay. Yeah, we should be fine. They just, the underwriter wants to see that it's not a daily situation that there's NSFs. Their concern is not, hey, this is a bad guy. His account gets overdrawn and, he doesn't know what he's doing. It's more, they don't want you being charged fees because, they're trying to withdraw a payment and the money's not there.
Right.
So, that's their only concern. But what we can do, I can also look into whether we have a weekly program for you as well, where you would make payments, on Fridays as opposed to every day.
Okay.
I don't know how much that helps you, but maybe that, the getting close and, the second week when you're waiting for some monies to come in, it might be, a little bit beneficial for you, buy you a little bit of time.
You have here, it says monthly, weekly, daily. Is the monthly not an option?
Monthly is typically for collateral-based financing, equipment financing.
Okay.
It's rare that we can get something approved for working capital for monthly. It happens, but, again, we were talking about $1 to $5 million loan.
Yeah.
So.
I don't think I'll be needing $5 million. Not unless I'm buying a shopping center or something. Oh boy.
Yeah, those are pretty rare, but they happen.
Like I said, I've got I've got history of paying. I just paid off $100,000 unsecured with national funding. As of February, the middle of February, it was finished. So the cash flow is there. It's just a matter of when it comes in during the month.
Sure.
The funds are there. So that's the all right. So you emailed me.
That's definitely going to look good. Now, did you use any of the rapid money to pay them off, or did that just went to term and you were able to walk away?
I was about a month away from completing it. So rapid paid off the 1 month, which was maybe $10,000.
Okay.
And then, perfect. And then rapid gave me the rest.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely going to look good.
I would hope so. You know, it proves I can handle the that type of money.
Sure. Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, are you seasonal at all? Besides, you know, I mean, I guess it's not seasonal.
Not really. You know, I mean, July and August, you know, a little slower. You know, maybe we're off by 5%. You know, just because, in August here, we're on Long Island. I don't know where you guys, are in California?
Yeah, I'm in California.
All right. So on Long Island, you know, in July, in August, it's hot. A lot of vacations. So if people aren't in the office, you know, they're not drinking as much coffee or using as much product. So that's about the only month that really, you know, and then September, things kick back in, it cools down. And, you know, the whole trend starts back over again in September. So I would say not really seasonal, no.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we're working on this now, though. We'll get in front of July a little bit. You know, 5% isn't a big deal, but, you know, approvals are based off of deposits and you know, percentages of deposits. So, you know, every little bit helps. Let me see here. So do you have your 15 tax return done yet? Most people are still on extension. I just want to make sure that
the business tax return, I'm not sure, but I don't think it's done yet.
Okay.
I have the 14.
Perfect. I just sent you that email. I just wanted to make sure that
I was
requesting the profit.
Again, you know, we're not showing a profit for 14. Let's see.
What kind of loss? How much was the loss?
Trying to find it here. Hang on one second.
Okay.
$66,000.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, because you said your sales are around 1.4.
Between you and me, obviously, we played with the numbers.
Oh yeah, no, and we get that.
Inventory and equipment and all that stuff. So
absolutely, and we get that. And what we want to see is that. We just want to see that the losses don't exceed 10% of your sales.
Oh, no.
Because we know that, you know, the goal is to avoid paying taxes. It's everybody's goal. So. You know, we're looking at your sales and we're looking to see if, you know, it's a true loss, you know, a true negative trend, I guess you could say, as opposed to, you know, tax loopholes.
Right, exactly.
So,
all right, Kevin, anything else?
Did you receive that email?
Let me just check. Let's see. I think you're coming through right now. Let's see. There. There we go. Kevin, B-I-C-E, Bice. Wasn't there a guy on what's the music show? Bo Bice?
Yeah, you got a good memory. It's been a while. There was a while, a time there where I was getting that almost every day. that American Idol. But I want to say
American
it's
Idol,
been...
right. Bo Bice, yeah.
Yeah.
He's still singing. I don't know what he's doing, but I was a big fan of that show.
Yeah, but I haven't. I kind of got into The Voice. I don't know if you've watched The Voice.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You like
poor
music,
girl
that
shot, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You know, I haven't read about that yet. My uncle was just telling me about it last night. We hadn't been home.
Yeah.
It was kind of a busy weekend, and I heard about
that.
Then the brother that was with
her. Orlando,
everything
that just happened in Orlando.
Oh, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, I've been...
The guy in the bar, and then this poor girl who she was number three on the sixth season of The Voice. So she's at a concert. She's all wrapped up. She's signing autographs. The guy comes up to her and just shoots her dead, man.
Wow.
Oh, my God. The world is getting more sick.
Oh, no kidding. Well, and then I heard, I think her brother was with her or something, and he ended up killing the shooter?
Or he actually tackled him, and I believe the shooter killed himself.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. One more question, not on a personal. Do you need the entire 2014, all the pages?
If you have it scanned already, I would recommend sending it. If not, probably just, you know, first five or seven pages.
Okay. Not a problem. Yeah, not a problem. Okay.
All right.
That's it for me.
All righty. So you should have my direct line in that email as well. So if you have any questions, you know, feel free to call me or email me or, you know.
All right. After you get all this information, any time frame? I know it's got to go before a committee or whoever, you know, underwriters, all that stuff.
Yeah, typically 24 to 48 hours from the time I have a complete package. You know, we can get some numbers over to you.
Okay. All right. The bank statements I'll send right away, and then I'll scan the corporate return. You should have everything in about an hour.
Perfect. I'll jump on as soon as I get it.
Good. Nice talking to you.
You too. Talk to you soon. You too.
Bye.